In the business news this morning, is the Reserve Bank headed into uncharted waters, cutting red tape and costs for small business? And we'll bring you the latest from the money markets. A quarter percentage rate cut by the Reserve Bank is being seen more or less as a certainty next month after the latest inflation numbers matched expectations. Well, no surprises in the consumer price index rising 0.6% for the June quarter, pushing the annual rate up a notch to 1.7%. Inflation remains as distant from the RBNZ's 2% target as ever, with expectations it will remain muted for some time. Kiwi Bank Chief Economist Jared Kerr expects two more rate cuts from the Reserve Bank, taking the cash rate to 1%. After that, he says the central bank is in uncharted waters.
The chances of them cutting below 1% are sort of increasing every month. And you start thinking, well, what does that mean for the economy? Hopefully it means more stimulus coming through because, you know, people with mortgages or investors are facing lower interest rates. But then on the other side, you have depositors and they rely on income from the interest they receive. So, you know, that they'll be receiving less going forward. And it's becomes a difficult situation when you're cutting the cash rate to such low levels.
And in your view, how effective is it, do you think?
I think we get diminishing returns from here, which is an economist's way of saying we don't get as much for every cut from here. And I think you'll see that through the pricing of deposit rates and mortgage rates as central bank cuts from here. And if things really deteriorate, like let's say we look like we're heading into a recession, which is not what we're calling, the central bank will have to do something else. And that something else could be quantitative easing. They've done that overseas. It could be intervening in the currency, or it could be very sort of dramatic forward guidance, like telling everyone that interest rates are going to stay low for the next, you know, 3, 4, 5 years.
That's Kiwi Bank Chief Economist Jared Kerr talking to Kim Savage. The Commerce Commission's charging of a website with manipulating online feedback is being seen as a necessary crackdown on the digital world. Consumer Watchdog is accusing the website BatchCare of deleting negative reviews about some rental properties listed on its site. A senior associate with the law firm McVeigh Fleming, Ben Lenhan, says it's about time regulators took a harder line at harder look at online reviews.
Regulators and government bodies in general are really starting to recognise, really past due time, that these are where people are accessing their information and how people are actually engaging with the marketplace, I think. We all access a lot of services, a lot of goods online, and if we're not able to trust that the reviews we are seeing are a true representation of people's consumer and customer experience, I think it's very difficult for people to rely on them.
That's Ben Lenhan of law firm McVeigh Fleming. Well, small businesses hope a new government tool will deliver real savings in time and money and less red tape. Business Connect will be launched in October. It's a digital portal for businesses to keep their information and regulatory paperwork and other dealings with the government in one place, as well as apply for various consents and the like. It's starting with three government departments and will eventually link up all of them, including Inland Revenue, Customs, ACC and WorkSafe. The Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment expects it to save businesses up to $300 million a year. The chair of the government-appointed Small Business Council, Tenby Powell, says compliance costs are a curse to business owners.
Well, I was surprised to see that there was a suggestion that it might be $300 million per annum of savings. I hope that's right, because I do know that when we talk to small business owners, they say that the time spent on the replication of administration for central and particularly local government is a big curse to them. It would be certainly in its hundreds of millions of dollars per annum. And if we can save time for small business owners to concentrate on running their business productively, we know that, you know, New Zealand is very low on a productivity scale compared to countries overseas. And a lot of what this government initiative is aimed at is increasing the productivity, particularly for small business.
That's Tenby Powell of the Small Business Council. Well, Niche Active Fund Managers launched what it claims to be the country's most ethical KiwiSaver scheme. Pathfinder, which has $150 million of funds under management, says its CareSaver will only invest in companies with environmental and social policies in place and a commitment to gender diversity in the boardroom. The manager will donate 20% of fees it collects to a range of charities selected by savers as well. Well, Pathfinder's Chief Executive John Berry says the companies it invests in must have at least one woman on the board or have a good reason why not.
We don't want tokenism. We want everyone to be appointed to a listed company board on a basis of merit. But we just want to ask companies, why is it that close to 20% of New Zealand listed companies don't have a female director? And we compare that to the US, where it's 3%, Australia 4%, and indeed in the UK, France, Finland, and Italy, every single listed company has a female director.
So why only one?
Why only one? We're saying, it's setting the baseline pretty low, right? We're saying at a minimum, New Zealand needs to get into line with the rest of the world. And it's not for us to set a quota for companies and tell them what the right balance of their board is and they're selecting on merit. So it's for each company to do that. But we just find it really surprising. New Zealand is an outlier with close to 20% of listed companies without a single female director on them.
That's John Berry of the KiwiSaver company, Pathfinder. He was talking to Nona Peltier. 6:57, business on Morning Report. Time to have a wee look at what's happening on the markets. Wall Street is weaker. Mixed banking company results adding to concerns about the possible effect of lower interest rates if the Federal Reserve cuts at the end of the month. The result is the Dow Jones Industrial Average currently down. Where are we? Just down 3 points or so, just a handful of points. It has been in the green for part of the session. The Nasdaq, though, the technology index, that's down 30-odd points. That's nearly 0.5%. And the broader S&P 500 is down about 0.33%. Our own top 50 index, quite subdued yesterday, falling 15 points. 10,651 is where it starts the morning. On the currency front, the New Zealand dollar still holding up fairly well. 67 US cents, 95.4 Australian. Just touching 54 British pence, and that's a six-month high. 0.598 euro, 72.6 Japanese yen, and 4.61 yuan. Brent crude oil taking a bit of a tumble, down $1.75. That's about 2.5% to $64.70 US a barrel. And gold down $10. $1,403 US dollars an ounce. That's business for now. You can get all our business stories, of course, on the website, rnz.co.nz.